Zines, geofence warrants, and a million leaked passports. One story about power and rights. A federal court sentenced Daniel Sanchez Estrada to 30 years in prison for transporting zines, self-published, hand-stapled, photocopied pamphlets. The Intercept framed the case as a five-alarm fire for First Amendment protections, and the Hacker News thread drew 347 comments. The zines in question were reportedly anarchist political literature, and the prosecution used a combination of material support statutes and sentencing enhancements originally designed for terrorism cases. Lawyers in the HN thread argued that the sentence signals to anyone publishing or distributing politically heterodox material that the legal architecture now exists to turn speech-adjacent activity into a decades-long sentence. Commenters drew comparisons to civil rights-era prosecutions of pamphlet distributors. Comparisons described as uncomfortable precisely because they are not entirely wrong. The material support statutes at issue were written in the 1990s and expanded after 2001. That they would eventually reach someone transporting physical paper publications would, observers noted, have seemed absurd 20 years ago. On the same day, the Supreme Court issued a significant Fourth Amendment ruling on geofence warrants, landing with 537 points and 250 comments on HN. The court held that geofence warrants, dragnet requests to Google for location data on everyone within a geographic area during a specific time window, require the same constitutional protections as traditional search warrants, mandating probable cause tied to a specific individual rather than mere geographic proximity. Law enforcement had been receiving tens of thousands of these requests annually through Google and Apple. An interesting technical footnote in the HN discussion noted that the ruling arrives as Apple's on-device privacy features are already reducing the volume of raw location data flowing through centralized servers, the legal and technical trajectories moving in the same direction simultaneously. The Civil Liberties Cluster was completed by a data breach at Niphos, which runs a platform called PuffPal used by cannabis clubs for age verification. 1 million passport scans were exposed. The Verge covered the story, and the structural issue it exposed was familiar. A legitimate compliance requirement, verify customer age, led to collecting sensitive identity documents at scale, which then lived in a startup-grade SaaS platform with no meaningful data minimization policy. The GDPR's data minimization principles are supposed to address this, but enforcement is inconsistent and retroactive. The HN Post received only 4 comments and 25 points. A silence that was itself described as reflecting a kind of breach fatigue, the normalization of events that represent genuine harm to real people.